The greatest book ever written on the rosary is The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. But we're in desperate need of an update. Since the 1700s, a lot has changed in the world and in the church. Humanity has seen major world wars, a sexual revolution, and an exponential rise in technology. Consider that the average person spends 8 hours looking at a screen, and we are bombarded with godless propaganda from morning till night. Algorithms are designed to keep our attention captive, and these same algorithms are being used by the pornographic industry to make us slaves. Recent studies have shown that 92% of men and 60% of women regularly consume pornography. And children are exposed to pornography as early as 9 years old. Imagine telling St. Louis de Montfort in the 1700s that children would carry a brothel in their pockets. And those same children would then be groomed to create their own pornographic content. Now, this is just one aspect of our culture. I could talk about drug and alcohol abuse. I could talk about the proliferation of gambling, but you get the point. And yet, despite all of this, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And there's so many people receiving liberation and freedom from Jesus Christ through Mary and the Most Holy Rosary. I myself was freed and given peace of soul, and I changed my life through the power of the Holy Rosary. But when I wanted to learn more about the power of the Holy Rosary, I wanted a resource that was authentic, that didn't water down the truth, that had the fire and the fervor of the saints, and I found one, The Secret of the Rosary by St. Louis de Montfort. But it's 300 years old, and a lot has happened in the church in that past 300 years. The church has put her seal of approval on several major Marian apparitions that have the rosary as a central message. Since then, we've had insights from incredible theologians. Just imagine the contributions of St. Alphonsus Liguori, the contributions of St. Maximilian Kolbe, the influence of St. Padre Pio. So, I have written a book, The Power of the Rosary. I intentionally chose that title as a nod to The Secret of the Rosary. One of my goals was to maintain the voice, the fervor, the intensity of St. Louis de Montfort from beginning to end, but I was very careful to draw upon the insights, the wisdom of the greatest spiritual heavyweights in the history of the Catholic Church. It takes what's best from the old and draws what's best from the new to be one incredible resource, truly the greatest resource that I could possibly provide. I put my heart and soul into this book. I spent morning until evening in the chapel writing this. Every single word was written in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. I didn't write this to sell books. I wrote this to save souls. This isn't just a book. This is a flag in the ground. It is the physical manifestation of a movement that is taking place in the church right now. And you're a part of that movement. You have to understand that from the moment of its founding, the devil has worked to discourage the rosary. But in this book, with the Spirit and the Word of Truth, we cut him off at every pass. Just one example. A lot of errors, modern errors concerning the Holy Rosary are rooted in a misunderstanding in its history. So we have an incredible chapter dedicated to the origins and the evolution of the Rosary. One of my favorite chapters is on spiritual warfare. In it, you see that the Rosary isn't a pious practice. It's theological gold. I will give you clear signs that will help you to understand when you are under spiritual attack. We cover how to use the rosary to clearly hear the voice of God. And one of my favorite practical sections is how to implement and persevere in the family rosary. We cover this from every perspective, whether you are a young engaged couple or if you're in an established family and nobody's a believer but you, I have you covered. And finally, the book concludes with over 30 real life testimonials that I personally collected so that I could verify their authenticity. They're concise, they're beautiful, and they come from so many different people from so many different walks of life. How do you get this book? My recommendation is that you order it directly from Sophia Institute, because I'm gonna fly up to Sophia and I am going to spend 2 full work days autographing as many books as humanly possible. At first I said I'll do 1,000, but I said no, I'm just gonna go until my hand will not go anymore. Very good news, I'm very excited about this. They've been so good to me. They're also offering this book in Spanish. Same thing with the pre-orders. I will sign as many as humanly possible. For the Spanish version, I really need your help. My reach in the Spanish community isn't as deep. I need you to help put this book in the hands of Spanish speakers. Now, audiobooks and ebooks. Now, of course, I want you to get this book in print. There's nothing like holding a book in your hands, but I know a lot of you love a good audiobook. I love a good audiobook. So I will be doing the voiceover myself, and I will have a little help from my friend, TK Coleman. He wrote the foreword for the book, and the ebook and audio version will be available on all platforms, the Feast of the Assumption, August 15th, 2025. Yes, I picked that date intentionally. Besides buying your own copy, how can you help? When you get your book, please leave a review on Amazon. Amazon is, without a doubt, the largest bookseller in the world. And so your good review can help to influence somebody to make a purchase that will literally change the course, not just of their life, but it will have a ripple effect on every single person that they know. Sophia Institute is offering a bulk discount of 50% off a box if you want to give them away, put some in your church library, or sell them as a fundraiser. For my overseas friends, your local Amazon should have the book available. If you want the book in your native language, have a publisher from your country contact Sophia Press and they can work something out. My brothers and sisters, we are at war. Souls are at stake. And you and I have been given the grace to love Mary. You and I have been given the grace to have freedom through the Most Holy Rosary. The only way that we can repay Our Lady is by giving that same offering to other people. It is up to us to put the rosary, to put the weapon in the hands of as many people as possible. The greatest act of charity that we can do is to help save the soul of our neighbor. So it's up to us to teach other people the power of the rosary.